I used to come to my father-in-law's in my skiff, my boat motor, in boat motor too I had. And I had so much darn trouble coming up that fire tower there. They got the long ribbon grass. Mm-hmm. And the wheel gets parked up with that, I'd have to get overboard and get the grass out of the wheel. So after that, we like to get drowned. My wife wouldn't go back in that boat. She was scared. I didn't blame her. So I says, well, we're going to have to find some way to go up there. I says, so I bought a horse from George Call. Snyder, we had a bunch of them Mustangs and wild horses on Howard Avenue going to the point. So George itself, some of them for him, you know. See? George had a couple of them at his house, at his back of his place there. Says, I got a nice house here for $40. I didn't know too much about horses then. So I'll be paying $40 for the horse. And I got old man, he used to make harnesses. Mm-hmm. He made me a set of harness. I went to Ahorns, got a livery stable at Biloxi. I bought a little buggy. And boy, I had built a little shed to put that horse in, you know, and all. She was all right. Hitch her up to go to Seymour.
Yeah.
But when you got about a mile or so from that place, you could hold her. She knew she was going to get there, and the old man always unhitch that horse and feed her.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted. Well, when we start back home, you could hardly make her go. But when we got to the foot of that old Back Bay Bridge, that's when she'd start. She knew she was getting home. I was a holding on, and that old wooden bridge, you talk about a racket. I don't see how she didn't go through the damn tracks. I beat her and everything. So I took I had some horses and opened my horses. I was away from Miss Mayberry on the beach. I put all my horses in there and in the wagon. I had bought me a little wagon. Just as soon as I got out of the dam, coming on the Harley Street, she wouldn't go no more.
Uh-huh.
One of them Mustang spells, yeah. She laid down the shelf and broke them. So somebody passed by, he said, you want to break that horse from now? I said, I don't think there's anything to do for it no more. So she put some syrup in her, in the ears.
Yeah, what?
First, take some syrup and throw it in her ears and she laid the dust down. I didn't do no good. Well, I said, you want to break that? Another fellow said, you want to break that horse of that? Get you some pine straw and pile it on her head and set it fire. I was mad too. I've done anything. I didn't give a damn if I'd have burned her up. I set them, get the pine straw on the head and I'll hit you with the match, you know.